Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
Fabric by Gerber Life.
Yeah, a lot of people think that getting life insurance means you're insuring yourself for yourself.
But it's actually the exact opposite. You're insuring yourself for your family.
Yeah, Jack and I, we both got term life insurance to make sure our kids and our partners are taken care of if something happens to us.
Life insurance is how you protect your family's future, and we love Fabric.
Fabric by Gerber Life is term life insurance you can get done right here, right now. You could be covered from your couch in under 10 minutes with no health exam required.
And if you're young and healthy, now is the time to get life insurance.
Because you lock in low rates that fit your family and your budget.
Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/tboy.
That's meetfabric.com/tboy.
Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states, and prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
Welcome back. It is Monday, October 17th, and today's pod is the best one yet.
Welcome back, besties. We served up a T-boy.
It's a T-boy, Jack. What's your podcast of choice?
The
A Negroni.
Best.
Spagliato.
One.
With Prosecco in it.
Yet.
Splendid, Jack. What's our first story?
Yeti's the first tech car is not going to come from Apple.
No, it's not.
It's coming from Sony.
Sony and Honda are building a PlayStation on wheels.
For our second story, we're looking at Kathy Wood of the famous ARK Fund. It's one of the best stock pickers in the world.
But her 8-year record is now the exact same as everybody else, like everyone else, including us.
Our third and final story is Kroger and Albertsons. They're merging into one of the biggest grocery stores in the country.
But the real story is neither of them. It's actually about the biggest grocery store.
But Yetis, before we hit that terrific mix.
Just a perfect mix, man, to start a week.
We're opening up Hoarder's Almanac week 133.
Things are running out of because the pandemic, Jack and I have been keeping track for you.
Yetis, call Hammaker and Schlemmer because this week we're running low in Birkenstocks.
We are literally out of Birkenstock shoes. Like, we can't find them. We don't see them.
The classic German-made clogs since way back in 1774.
Things are older than America. They were using cork before Bieber ever touched a croc.
200 years before Bieber touched a croc.
But get this, Yetis. The New York Times says that the $160 classic Birkenstock sandal, it's out of stock.
Specifically, the Boston variety, the full cover clog, they are nowhere to be found.
Sit down, stand up, and stub a toe again.
Yetis, this is the only shoe that looks like a potato.
Jack, it's like a lederhosen for your left foot.
Online, offline, in-store, secondhand, these clogs are nowhere to be found.
Ipso facto, the Birkenstock is out of stock.
Now, we looked into this.
We did.
And it's partially out of stock because of the comfort economy.
Like, you sold your stilettos and you slipped into something a little more casual.
But it's also MIA because of some horrible hoarding.
Yeah, you worried Birkenstocks would sell out, so you bought up.
Makes sense, because the Germans are famous for buying next year's Christmas present the day after this year's Christmas.
They're very fast, very machen sie schnell. Now, if you want to pay for some Birkenstocks, you're going to pay 3 times the price on eBay.
Now, the way we see it, if you've got Birkenstocks,
yes, Jack?
That's not just a 300-year-old shoe under your foot.
Yeah, it is. That is not just a clog. That is an investment.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own a pair of Birkenstocks. Birkenstocks.
And those Birkenstocks are outperforming both of our stock portfolios.
Thanks for the dividends, Wolfgang von Wolfenstocken.
Let's slip into our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, the first ever car made by a tech company is coming, and it will be made by Sony, not Apple.
Sony. Sony and Honda are teaming up for a PlayStation on wheels.
But Yetis, we know what you were thinking because we know what you were thinking.
What's the ETA on the Apple car?
The ETA on that Apple car.
TBD.
Yetis, they've actually never explicitly confirmed that they're working on an Apple car.
Tim Cook's like, yeah, they think we're working on an Apple car.
Can you believe they still think we're working on an Apple car?
Hey, Yetis, if you work at Apple and you're working on a car, cough twice.
The Apple car, best lie Silicon Valley's never told.
In the meantime, Yetis, Sony did tell us something yesterday. They told us, hold my smartphone, we're going to make our own tech car.
Sony and Honda just got together, two of Japan's finest publicly traded companies, teaming up for the first ever tech car.
These two Japanese companies just announced a 50-50 joint venture, and together, they're going to make a car. And it comes to the United States in 2026.
It's going to take a few years because it takes a few years to make a chassis.
It does. And Honda's going to bring the muscle, the hardware car chassis muscle.
Exactly. What's Sony bringing, Jack?
Sony's bringing the software, the engineering, the coding, the technology.
Exactly. The SAT score. In the meantime, Jack and I are looking at this and we're like, feels like a missed opportunity, Sony and Honda.
Where's Nintendo?
Get the third biggest Japanese company on board.
Yeah, do a 33-33-33 deal and make it a true Mario Kart.
Yeah, 1 second. I don't need to fuel up. I need to put some mushrooms and banana peels in the back, Jack.
America, we give you the Koopa Troopa.
It's a me. But Yetis, here is the funny thing Jack and I noticed about this new Sony car.
This kind of is a Mario Kart.
It kind of is a Mario Kart. We're looking at this thing, right, Jack? What's going on here?
The Sony car, we saw pictures of it. It's a PlayStation on wheels.
They're calling this joint venture a mobility tech company. It is a tech company, but it is on wheels.
Yeah, they showed us pictures of the prototype, and in appearance and function, this thing's a rolling iPhone.
Jack, this thing has more screens than an Apple store.
The steering wheel should just be a joystick.
Another missed opportunity. Great call, man.
It looks like the interior of the car was painted in iPad now.
Ready Gamer One. Actually, instead of doing a single screen like a Tesla, the entire dashboard front of this car from side to side is a screen.
Five screens from side mirror to side mirror. It's like an IMAX theater.
You get in there, you feel like you're missing the popcorn. That's the only thing.
But the back seat's not missing the popcorn because each headrest has a huge screen as well.
So get this. The seating in this car, it's basically like a video gamer's gamer seat.
Right, because it's an electric car, there's no huge engine. There's more space for comfortable chairs.
Which means Sony could stick in some wide seats like you're in an arcade playing Cruising World and are 17 years old.
Sony reimagined the concept of the car with this thing.
The way we see it, it's less about driving and it's more about watching. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Sony and Honda?
The future of the car is your living room.
Okay, Yetis, the car's value proposition from the start has always come down to two things, function and comfort.
The car has to get you from A to B.
That's the function.
And it has to get you there with heated seats and six cup holders.
Yeah, and that's the comfort.
But the car industry is now adopting the language of consumer tech products.
They're not pitching performance. They're pitching entertainment. Actually, literally.
Nick and I have seen a few car unveils. This is the only one that didn't mention horsepower, 0-60 acceleration, anti-lock brakes, automatic transmission.
Honestly, full disclosure, we were disappointed they didn't even say the word chassis.
Instead, Sony described this car as, and I quote, an entertaining and emotional space.
No chassis? A third missed opportunity, Jack.
Because when you're self-driving in 5 years, power steering that chassis is not going to matter.
No, besties, you're going to be in that car space for a 5 hour drive. And so you're going to want to be looking at something. You're going to want to be entertained.
You're not driving.
So the future of cars, it's not really cars, Jack. What is it?
It's your living room.
For our second story, ARK, the most exciting fund in the whole stock market, is shockingly losing to the most boring fund in the whole stock market, Jack.
Do less.
Do less. Do less.
Do less. It applies to surfing and investing.
Okay. Should we tell a story here, Jack? It feels like it's storytelling time.
The most memed investor of the last few years, Yetis, it's Cathie Wood.
Let's go back to October 31st, 2014, Halloween. Cathie Wood launches a brand new investment fund called the ARK Innovation Fund.
Cathie Wood was a Wall Street veteran, sick and tired of boring investment banks and old school blue chip companies.
Exxon and GM. All right. So basically, here was her investing thesis. What was it, Jack?
Invest only in industries of the future.
Yeah, the kind of stuff that freaks out your Uncle Greg.
The Internet of Things, cloud computing, 3D printing,
gene editing, blockchain, robotics, blockchain, block robotics.
If it could be a club at a business school, an emerging club, then she invested in that industry.
Now, she ended up forming ARK as an exchange-traded fund, an ETF, and it's packaged just like a stock, even though it's a fund of stocks.
Which means that anyone with a brokerage fund could just type in ARKK and buy that ETF and join in on her stock picking. And many, many, many did.
Now, interesting context here. Cathie Wood grew up in Los Angeles from an Irish immigrant family. She's actually a devout Catholic.
So she named her fund ARK. After Noah's Ark.
Now, Yetis, let's flash forward a few years. During the pandemic, Cathie Wood's ARK ETF became the most popular fund in the whole market.
If Cathie's fund bought the stock of a particular company, the masses followed.
We're talking about the queen of buying the dip, the old BTFD.
Bloomberg named Cathie Wood the best stock picker of 2020. Now, Cathie's favorite child always was and still is Tesla.
Every fund picker, yeah, everyone, they've got a favorite child.
From the start, Tesla was the number one most invested company in this fund.
Honestly, Jack, she timed Tesla well.
Yeah, Tesla, that investment is up 12x for the ARK investment fund.
Oh, and she's doubling down because what happened when Tesla stock dropped last week, Jack?
Every time Tesla stock dips a little bit, she buys a bunch of $1 million more.
We knight you queen of buying the dip.
Okay, so Tesla's been fantastic, but the rest of her investments, Nick?
Not so much. We've hit a new milestone.
Yeah, Cathie's legendary ARK fund has gotten slaughtered the past couple of years.
And now here's what Jack and I find fascinating. Shockingly, this fund, this innovative fund, has fallen by so much, it's now losing to the most boring fund of all.
Since ARK launched 8 years ago in 2014, it is only up by 69% in those 8 years.
Which means that the ARK fund is now doing worse than the S&P 500 during that same period of time.
The ARK fund is doing worse than the most boring fund ever.
The rest of the stock market. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Cathie Wood's ARK fund?
Do less. Do less. It's the most broken law of investing.
Besties, do less. Just like Paul Rudd told Jason Segel in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, how could we forget that?
Finance textbooks have been saying the same thing for decades. Do less.
Jack, when a business school professor says to do less, they mean one thing. And what is that one thing?
They mean just put your money into one thing, the S&P 500.
The S&P 500, the broad diversified index of the top 500 biggest stocks in the United States stock market.
When we say the stock market, we're referring to the S&P 500.
Well, Cathie's fund did too much.
Yeah, it actively managed a portfolio every single day. It was trying to beat the market.
And full disclosure, this is Nick and this is Jack, and we did too much too.
Guilty. We invested in many of the same stocks as Cathie did.
Even though those business school professors told us not to.
Yeah, we're getting an F in our post-college careers.
And yet studies keep on showing that the S&P 500 keeps beating retail investors and hedge funds and other funds, and Cathie Wood too.
In the past year, only 21% of hedge funds, the most sophisticated investors, only 21% beat the market last year.
Now, Yetis, we're chatting with you here. We're all tempted to try to outperform the stock market, but honestly, few of us like ever do.
Very few do. So we have to do less.
Yeah, it's the most broken rule of investing.
Do less. Now, a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
You know, honestly, your salad, it says so much about you.
Nick, you like to blaze your own trail at the salad bar.
Yeah, I'm ordering a salad. I go off menu, man. Like a combo of kale and croutons that has never been made before.
Me? I'm not reinventing the wheel. I like to go classic.
If Sweetgreen thinks it's a good combo, Jack's not going to change that.
Kind of like investing strategies. Some want to build a custom portfolio of stocks, crypto, and options.
Others don't want to reinvent. Just give me the most standard ETF.
Whether you're tweaking your one-of-a-kind portfolio every day or prefer a more hands-off approach, Robinhood has the tools.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY to choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Limitations apply.
Stocks offered by Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto.
All investments involve risk.
By the way, this podcast is not owned or part of Robinhood, and we are not employees of Robinhood.
For our third and final story to kick off the week, in the biggest grocery deal in years, Kroger is buying Albertsons for $25 billion.
But the real story here isn't Kroger or Albertson. It's the largest grocery chain.
Okay, yesterday we all did our weekly grocery run. Everyone has like a go-to store. What's your go-to these days? Where are you going?
I'm a co-op guy. Cooperation, not competition.
Comes with a free kombucha. I miss Gourmet Garage in New York. That was a great institution.
What's the one called, like Zabir's on the Upper West?
It's Zabar's, and we'll have to work on this pronunciation after the pod, Jack. Yeti's aisle 6 just got a whole lot bigger.
Kroger and Albertsons just announced that they're merging.
Yeah, M-E-R-G-I-N-G.
America's two biggest supermarket chains. Kroger is buying Albertsons for $25 billion.
Yeah, Kroger stock fell 5% because that's a lot of money.
But it's not just those two brands, Kroger and Albertsons.
No.
This comes with an all-star food lineup, including Safeway.
Yeah.
Vons.
Uh-huh.
Ralph's.
We're talking California classic grocery stores here.
All the regional grocery icons are now sitting under one corporate company.
It's like Iron Man, Captain America, and Black Panther fighting together to sell you a rotisserie chicken.
But let's look at the numbers. This isn't just a massive grocery chain.
No, it is not, Jack.
This is officially qualifying as a grocery continent.
It's not a chain. It's a continent. Get this, Yetis. We're talking 5,000 grocery stores, 4,000 pharmacies, 2,000 gas stations included in this grocery deal.
It would take Lewis and Clark two Newfoundlands to get through all that continent right there.
And this new grocery store, it's going to have a combined $209 billion in annual revenues.
That is a ton of revenue, Yetis. That is more revenue than Microsoft, a $2 trillion company.
All right, Jack, can we take this context a step further?
It's more revenues per year, this combined company, than Uber, Lyft, Pinterest, DoorDash, Airbnb, and Facebook combined.
Combined. Yetis. Yeah, we know what you're thinking. Okay, tech. Tech companies, they're way more profitable than grocery stores. True.
Grocery stores only have like a 1% profit margin, but few industries take in more of America's cash than groceries.
They devour cash. Your weekly food run on Sunday evenings, that is a recession-proof habit.
But this new Kroubertsons, it's going to be so big.
So big.
It could monopolize grocery competition in lots of regional markets.
And they could pump up the price of your pancakes.
So the government very well may block this deal.
This deal may not happen for this mega new grocery store.
But in the meantime, this deal reveals something completely different.
This deal reveals our takeaway. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Kroger and Albertsons?
This wasn't just a merger announcement. It was a giant free ad for Walmart.
Funny thing Jack and I noticed, besties, all the press around this story wasn't just about Kroger and Albertsons. It was about Walmart.
We could troll-F'd it. In almost every article, Walmart was mentioned more than both Kroger and Albertsons.
So like the combined Kroubertsons grocery chain, it's going to have 18% of the U.S. grocery market. Like that's big. That's really big.
That's a big slice of a big market.
It's a big slice.
Walmart has way more than both of them.
Walmart has 25% of the American grocery store market. 25% of sales go to Walmart.
Every fourth mac and cheese, every fourth pack of frozen peas,
every fourth cookie crisp, Jack,
cookie crisp
is going to Walmart.
So this Kroger-Albertsons deal, it basically just reveals to us how insanely huge Walmart is and how big their lead is.
It wasn't just a mega food merger. This was a free ad for Walmart.
And another opportunity for me to cookie crisp.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us to start the week?
Sony and Honda are going in 50-50 to build a PlayStation on wheels.
Because the future of your car, it's your living room.
For our second story, the ARK ETF has fallen so much It's now losing to the S&P.
Do less, do less. It's the most broken law in all of investing.
Our third and final story is Kroger and Albertsons. They are merging their shopping carts.
Yep, but it was really a free ad for Walmart and Walmart's insane lead in grocery. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Allison Richards from lovely Marblehead, Massachusetts, just outside Boston.
Nick and I mentioned some bears last week on the pod.
Jack, it was technically Fat Bear Week, a great week for bears.
But we also mentioned koala bears. Remember the folded towels? Because you get the first impression at the hotel.
As Allison pointed out, apparently koala bears are not quite bears.
It's not a bear at all, because technically a koala bear is a marsupial.
Marsupials, like kangaroos and wallabies, they are the animals with the pouches.
A kangaroo is not a bear, so we shouldn't call a koala bear a bear either.
In fact, to sprinkle on some Greek on you, marsupial in Greek literally means pouch.
Yeah, so don't call a koala bear a bear.
No, it'll slap you.
It's a koala marsupial to you.
Or to all our Greek yetis, a koala pouch.
You can call it a koala pouch.
Yetis, you look fantastic to kick off the week. And if you haven't yet, remember to follow us at T-Boy Pod on Instagram, TikTok, like everywhere.
Yeah, we got some shenanigans going on over there. You're going to love it.
We whip up some shenanigans. It's for your podcast of choice.
In the meantime, Nick and I will see you tomorrow.
T-Boy Spagliato.
If you know, you know.
And before we go, congratulations to Yeti Anna Hayes, who just recorded her own first podcast episode over in New Hampshire.
Big shout out to Grady, who's getting married in Jakarta, Indonesia.
And Emily Brines just got married to her hallway sweetheart down in Maryland.
You know, Nick's hallway sweetheart is now his wife, too.
True story. And congratulations to Isaac Valdez, who just got a new job in logistics for the Department of Defense. Is that top secret?
And happy birthday to Rob Lewis, turning 53 in North Vancouver.
And Brian Harrison is turning 40 on the big volcano of the Big Island over in Hawaii.
And happy 10th birthday to Rafa Bernoldi in Newport Coast, California.
And Rika is turning 25 over in New York City.
And happy 25th birthday to Paulina Serna in Oakland, celebrating with an iced Americano.
Light on the ice, Darlene.
And to anyone else who's celebrating something today, make it a T-ball.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Apple, Airbnb, and Robinhood. And we should do less. We also own some ETFs of the S&P 500. Now, a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
Okay, so Jack and I both worked in finance for a while.
And we know the six-monitor Bloomberg jockey with charts, numbers, balances, and more charts.
They got coffees in both hands while they're executing some complex trade on a soybean future.
Well, we're not trying to impress with our Mission Control Trading Center. Just give us an app, please.
Robinhood, with its mobile-first and intuitive design, it lets you trade with just a few quick taps on their app.
And even if things still don't seem easy, Robinhood has your back 24/7 with its live and robust customer support.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/T-Boy and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Limitations apply.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. All investments involve risk.
By the way, this podcast is not owned by or part of Robinhood, and we are not employees of Robinhood. If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.